A new study has found that camel meat could be fatal for some dogs. Dogs have been dying from liver failure caused by a toxin found in some desert plants. The plants were eaten by the camels, which later became pet meat. But the camel industry says the toxin is not widespread, and food authorities say they have no evidence that it could cause illness in people. Paula Kruger reports.
The RSPCA today issued a warning to dog owners after a study in this month's Australian Veterinary Journal found cases of severe and sometimes fatal liver disease in dogs that had eaten camel meat containing the acid indospikine. One of the report's authors is veterinary pathologist Dr. Louise Fitzgerald from Murdoch University.
Indospikine is a toxin. It's a naturally occurring toxin of plant origin. Basically what happens is that camels graze this plant, then the toxin from the plant accumulates in their system, and then the toxin is then passed on to dogs when the dogs eat their meat. We know that dogs are particularly sensitive to this toxin. So given this and the fact that we know these plants are widespread across the Australian desert regions where camels roam, we feel there's always going to be potential for their meat to contain the toxin. As such, as a precaution, we would recommend avoiding feeding pets camel meat if it originates from regions where Indigofera species are prevalent.
It's a warning that could hit Australia's burgeoning camel industry hard. However, Lauren Brisbane, the chairwoman of the Australian Camel Industry Association, has welcomed the report, but says it is an isolated incident.
The dogs were actually fed a meal of camel meat that was affected by indospicing. The camels had actually just come out of drought or were in drought at the time, and in an area where there was Indigofera lanae, which we know to cause the indospicing poisoning, and were unfortunately utilised for meat to feed these dogs.
She also says the industry recently introduced measures to ensure there won't be any more exposure to this toxin.
We've now put some practices in place that if camels come out of an area where we believe that there's been browsing on this, and they do only browse on very isolated periods, but if they're coming out of an area there and they appear to have effects of indospicine poisoning, then they're destroyed then and there, and they're not utilised at all.
There is still little known about the toxin, and Dr. Louise Fitzgerald says her team hasn't been able to identify what makes it fatal in some dogs and seemingly harmless in others.
We don't know the exact mechanism of toxicity of the toxin. It certainly doesn't necessarily seem to be dose dependent. So we have had dogs, there has been reports of dogs receiving a level of the toxin that haven't developed disease versus some other dogs with lower doses have actually developed disease. So there does seem to be some individual variation into how susceptible they are. But certainly with our cases in our report, we certainly had the majority of animals survived. In fact, the majority of animals didn't actually. We had a lot of animals for which the toxin was detected in their system that they didn't actually develop any clinical signs of liver disease.
Food Standards Australia says it's investigating the implications for human consumption of camel meat and is reviewing studies to see if people are also affected by this toxin. But to date, the authority hasn't received any reports of it causing illness in people.
Paula Kruger.